Good morning. It's 8:19 on October 23rd, a Tuesday morning. Chilly morning. It's 38, 40 degrees. About the same temperature as it was yesterday morning. I'm just about an hour later than yesterday. I didn't have an appointment at 8 o'clock this morning, so I stayed in until 8. So mostly what I'm thinking about is production work. I finally got the new cover for Ravenwood in the paperback version approved. And I think I'm probably going to pull the trigger on that today. I looked at the online proofing tool. It looks okay. The problem that I was running into with the spine height was that the actual height when it actually got pages was different than the estimated height width of the spine based on their estimation tool, so that was the big problem there. Not exactly sure why, but okay. At any rate, I really should probably get a galley sent to me so I can see it in person. But playing with the quarter share production as well, and I've got a file that's about ready to go. It's not quite there yet, but I also have edits back for half share, so that should be coming along shortly. Part of it is getting the layout correct and fixing the errors that were in the ride-in layout. Now, one of the errors had to do with alignment. There was actually an alignment error. It was very small on a narrow screen. It was hardly noticeable at all. When you put it on a big screen, it shows up. And I'm not sure exactly why or how that happened. I suspect it has something to do with the paperback version and the way the paperback version lays on the page, but it was interesting, and I think I fixed it at least for the ebook. I may have munged it for the paperback, but we'll see. So one of the things that I did was replace their graphics with my own, and took an element from the cover and carried it forward into the book, which I think makes it a little nicer. A little more coherent, cohesive. I'm looking at the internal design on the paperback now, and I'm thinking, have I made a mistake? The question is, actually, the paperback version of Ravenwood, but since I'll be using the same template for all of the books with just some minor additions to accommodate variations in the text, I'm thinking, maybe this isn't quite right. It has to do with the headers and the perception that the headers interfere with tracking. I'm not sure I buy it. I need to do a little research, I think. The thinking is that the folio, the page number, on the top left-hand side of the page, so when you open the page, the first thing you see is the page number, and then you see the word underneath it. And I'm thinking, really? Is that really how people read? I mean, I've read a lot of books, and I don't remember looking at the page numbers. Of course, it may be that the page numbers in the books that I've read aren't in, like, the upper left-hand corner. I also set it so that my name is on the top of the left-hand page, and the book's name is on the top of the right-hand page. Which may or may not be an appropriate way to do it. Now, I happen to like that arrangement better than having, say, the chapter name up there. But I know a lot of books do that. They put the book title and the chapter name at the top. I need to look at some of the other books that I have in my library and see which ones they did, how they handle it. I may have to change it, I'm not sure. So, heavily into the production mode, and I'm so far behind on audio work now, it's ridiculous. Ravenwood's audio, oh, not Ravenwood's, I hear his call, its patio book version is, I don't think I've made any progress on that at all. I know I haven't done anything for, well, I have done three lines for Abby Hilton. I haven't sent them to her yet, but I've done them. She needs lines. And I'm doing Benjamin Franklin for Christiana Ellis's new project, which is actually kind of fun. And she wrote to me over the weekend while I was away, and I got back to her. She asked me if I had any problem with the lines, and it's like, lines? Apparently she sent them to me the 1st of October. They came on one of those days when I got 400 email messages, and they just disappeared in the noise. With the prompt, I was able to find them, so that was good. And, no, I don't have any problem with the lines. They looks like it should be fun. So there's that. And my Nook is charged, so I'll be able to read. The question is whether or not it'll be quiet enough in the house today to read. I also have to get my car inspected so I can re-register it. It's due this month. And I need to find an emissions inspection station to have it checked. Next week I've got a dental appointment, which reminds me I need to cancel my therapy for Monday. Because I will be in the dentist chair. Leaves. A lot of leaves on the ground now. I didn't notice that many right in that spot yesterday, but maybe they were there. I just didn't see them. I was in such a hurry to get back, and I was in such a good mood after having been at Mile High Con all weekend. I could have easily have missed them. So, next order of business is to get the paperback version of Ravenwood approved, so it has the new cover, and then the paperback version of Zephyr's Call loaded, and get the paperback versions of Quarter Share up, so I know. Oh, before that, I need to buy ISBN numbers. And probably before that, I need to get a hold of a lawyer and get the business name established. Although I suppose I can work on that while I'm waiting for the legal stuff to come by. I also have to get the signed agreement off to Sky and Telescope along with the check so that I can use the sky charts on the covers of the paperbacks. I decided not to use the sky charts on the covers of the ebook because the scale is really too small. You can't really see, and what it does is that it makes the thumbnail kind of muddy. So we'll go with a clean ebook and then add the extra texture that the sky chart adds to the paperback versions, where getting the book with the sky chart imposed on the Hubble object will be actually kind of cool. I'm trying to think of what else. It's like my brain is chasing its tail around and around. I've got so many details that I need to keep track of today that I'm pretty sure a lot of them are going to go by the wayside, which is kind of a pain because I really can't afford to have any of them go by the wayside. So I suppose what I need to do is, when I go home, while I'm waiting for this episode to render and upload, I'll make a to-do list of things that I need to have happen between today and tomorrow. I have to try to refresh my memory with how Lix works. I also have to refresh my memory on how to upload a Kindle book with images in it. I think it's just a matter of creating a zip file that has all the pieces and parts. I wonder what happened to my cover artist for South Coast. I got that half done over the weekend, and of course I didn't get to it yesterday because I was busy working on getting Ravenwood's cover, paperback cover, approved, and then working on getting Quarter Share and its associated graphical elements in line. And of course now I'm thinking, gee, I wonder if I should have some graphical elements for Ravenwood. I'm gonna republish the book. Maybe I should just republish the book because it could be kind of cool. It does look sharp, I gotta say. And I already have some graphical elements established for it. The Celtic knotwork that's on the cover, it's actually a design that I drew that Kip Ayers, the graphic artist, incorporated in the book. Oh, and I should probably give him cover credit too, inside the cover. That means I have to change the book anyway. Alright, well, I'm not quite as close to where I thought I would be, but I think the key element here is getting things in the place where they need to be so that I'm not constantly going back and redoing stuff. There's a certain economy in figuring out what you're going to do in advance rather than winging it and changing it and having to go back and redo it again. I have a lot of books that I have to publish, so yeah, that's probably going to be wise. And I so want to start writing some more. Jeez. All of this fiddling about is, it's good, it's fun, it's inspiring, but it's also taking time. So yeah, that's not good. I have to think about that. J.P. Harvey sent me a photo of, apparently he got one of the t-shirts with the old school Federated Freight Lois McKendrick logos on it. You know, and I really, as much as I like the smooth lines of the logo that Michael Sullivan created, I really like that Federated Freight one too. The back-to-back FF and the old style block font. Anyway, guess where I am? Crossing the street, heading up to the back gate. Yep, it's true. I've made it all the way around again. This is the point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.